Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Jack Edwards.
Jack Edwards, the voice of the Boston Bruins.
It's like a heartbeat with this team. Boom, boom.
Jack Edwards joins Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier live on Sports Radio WEEI.
And who has more fun than us?
Get up!
Now McAvoy, 4 seconds to go, and Carolina has tied the series with a 3-2 win in Game 2.
A little push there at the end, but not enough. 3-2 your final, 1-1 the series. It is OMF. It is Lou, it is Fitzy, it is Mutt hanging out and picking through the game last night, looking ahead to tomorrow afternoon, and Nesson obviously has these games for you. The voice of the Bruins on Nesson is Jack Edwards. He joins us here on the Harbor One Hotline. Jack, good afternoon. How are you?
How are you doing, Mutt?
We're doing good. I'm sure, as you know, paying attention to what goes on around here. The game was one thing. The Tuukka Rask comments post-game, Jack, are another. And I want to start there and get your reaction. You go off the air, you hear the Zoom. What'd you think about what Tuukka had to say post-game?
13 years in this city, Tuukka has been experiencing, and he says something like that. And, you know, the guy had to expect that to blow up. And I don't know why he said it. He was referring to the atmosphere, but he should have known that it was going to blow up. And, you know, all Bruins fans ask is for every player to give everything he has on every shift and not complain about the circumstances, ignore the noise or lack thereof, and give his full effort. And, you know, when the game is on, Tuukka is tuned in 99% of the time. But to make a comment after that, it creates a lot of noise. Frankly, and players are going to be asked about that. And Marchand was asked about that directly, and now there's a distraction that they really don't need.
Yeah, and I agree, Jack. I think for the most part, you're right. Bruins fans look for that effort, and they usually get it from this team. That's why there's so much love for it. And I don't even know if it is effort from Tuukka Rask. Like, when that game was over, I don't think anybody sat there and, you know, said that, man, he just doesn't look like he's trying. But those comments afterwards, you know, Marchand was like, I'm sure he's talking about the round robin. When he finds out that he actually was talking about the game last night, you know, is that something that Bruce Cassidy, the leaders of this team, just have to walk up and remind him, like, hey, are we good here? Are you invested? Because the rest of us are. Like, does that question need to be asked?
I you know, and the crazy thing about it is, and obviously I have had no personal contact with Tuukka Rask since March, I think he's on board, you know, and I think he's fully tuned in. But to make a flippant comment about the atmosphere that can easily be misconstrued and interpreted somewhat fairly as, you know, you're not willing to dedicate yourself to the playoffs regardless of the conditions. That's just noise, and that's something that the Bruins are going to have to tune out, because they got plenty of work to do, Lou. You know, the ring I just dug out of the drawer has an inscription in it, you know, and I didn't bleed. I didn't lose a tooth for this ring, and I'm indebted to the Jacobs family for offering it to me. But it says full 60 plus to history. You know, if you want to make history, you got to play 60 minutes full or more if it goes to overtime. And you can't tune out for like 10 or 12 minutes as the Bruins did last night. They allowed Carolina to surge, starting with that 4-on-4 where Carolina started playing the puck quickly and opening up the game. Up to that point, the Bruins really had limited the Hurricanes' chances. And at that point, the game just got out of hand for a full period, I think.
Yeah, Jack, it seems like at first, if we thought there was going to be an issue with the whole team, it seems like their focus has come back. But look, you know, you've called, watched, and sweat and freaked out over the Bruins as much as I have the Patriots, Lou, the Red Sox, and, you know, mutt horses over the past 15 years.
That's fair.
You know what you're watching. You're familiar with the product. They feel like an extension of you at this point. So I just want to ask, do you think Tuca looks right? I mean, he said he was changing diapers and mostly maybe just playing golf for 5 months, and now it's turn it on time, and he looks a step behind to me. But I ask you, do you think he looks right?
He's not playing to full potential yet. He was a little off his angles in game one, and you know, the Carolina scored on some unbelievable goals. You know, you're not going to save the Svechnikov shot. You're not going to save the Hamilton shot. That was a freaking rocket. Yeah. You know, sometimes the goalie gets too much credit and sometimes he doesn't get enough. I don't think there was a save that the Bruins needed that they didn't get last night, realistically. I thought the breakdowns were in front of Rask. But, yeah, that said, I don't think Tuca is playing at the top of his game. Bob Esenza is inside the bubble, and he is as good a technical goalie coach as there is, and I'm sure they're working with Tuca on the off day. I wouldn't be surprised to see Jaro Halak at some point, not only because Halak is capable, but also because the Bruins could use a little shock treatment right now, I think. Had a basically disappointing performance. They didn't have enough push. And give credit to Carolina. They've made the first big adjustment. They made a lot of lineup changes, brought Hamilton back. They had a lot more jump and a lot more will at times last night. And tomorrow afternoon, the Bruins had better match it or top it, because Carolina's good and getting better.
So to that point, Jack, you said Halak at some point. Would you expect Halak in there tomorrow at noontime Saturday, Game 3, over Rask?
I don't think it's going to happen tomorrow, but Games 5 and 6 are supposed to be back-to-back. And provided there is a Game 6, I would think that Bruce is going to get Halak into one of those games. But he might shake it up tomorrow. I don't know.
You know, Jack, I think guys.
I wish I were in Toronto for very, very many reasons. Not the least of which is the NBC director had this habit of hanging on a defenseman when the team was changing out in front of him, and the defenseman was standing still behind his goal, and I had no idea who was coming on the ice. You know, I knew there were going to be 10 new skaters nine new skaters in front of him. But, you know, picking that up with a tenth of a second notice is no walk in the park. But the best reason that I wish I were in Toronto was I could be closer to the story and I could read this team a little bit better.
Yeah, and Jack, obviously David Pastrnak, unfit to play last night. Everybody saw like kind of the highlight of the game winner in game one where he jumped up and looked like something in his ribs. Maybe it was a hit earlier in that shift, but what do you expect to see from Pasta the rest of the way? I know Bruce kind of left it open.
Yeah, you know, it reminded me of Hendu, right? Yeah. You know, jumping off the home run off Donnie Moore. And, you know, he comes down and you can see Dave Henderson in the replay in October of 1986. His knee hyperextends, and after the World Series, he had to have cartilage removed because you know, he injured himself in the celebration. Pasternak jumps for joy, and when he comes down, he immediately buckles. Unfit to play is such a vague reference.
Yeah.
And I have no idea how severe the injury is, but it was bad enough to keep him out of a playoff game. So, you know, if Don Del Negro and the training staff can pull off a miracle, maybe we'll see him tomorrow at noon. They certainly need him.
Wow, so now we can lump Pasta in with Dave Henderson, Kendrys Morales, and Martin Gramatica as people that hurt themselves celebrating. That's a... That's a pretty suspect Hall of Fame right there. But, Jack, I wanted to ask you, so if the Bruins are having some inconsistencies on the ice, if there's some communication issues or their energy is flagging and now maybe the goalie just isn't himself and Pasta is hurt or he could possibly skate at 80%, who's going to be the one, you know, in the locker room and on the ice to proverbially grab this team by the T-shirt collar and say, hey, guys, get your head out of your blank, get your act together. This is game three. This counts, and Carolina's good.
Patrice Bergeron picks his words very carefully, and he is not want to say a lot in the room during the season. At key moments, he speaks up, and he lets everybody know just where they stand and just where the team stands. And I got a feeling that he's going to say something between now and game time tomorrow. This is a crucial point, and the Bruins don't want to let Carolina get the upper hand in this series because, you know, when a team starts believing in itself and it's a young and very talented team, which Carolina is, you're on a slippery slope, and if you don't put that ice axe in before you start sliding, you're going to go off the cliff.
The other part of that Rask comment is just about the atmosphere of these games, Jack, and you've watched infinity more, you know, games than I have. So you've watched these two in particular. Does it feel, as you're watching and trying to call these games and project back that emotion of a playoff game, does it feel watching to you like playoff NHL Stanley Cup hockey?
Not yet. It approaches that at times, but there are too many lulls in the action in just about every single game. And when one team like Columbus wants to lock it down, the game can really lose its intensity visually. And that's where the crowd is so important because the crowd provides so much energy transfer in the game. And one thing that the Bruins are is an emotional team. Most teams are, but the Bruins exceptionally so. And they feed off positive and negative emotion. They're a great road team because they love to quiet a rowdy crowd, as they did in Carolina, completing the sweep in games 3 and 4 last spring in the Eastern Conference Final. But yeah, it isn't there yet, and it still resembles hockey in a lab to me. You know, it's just such a strange experience. I realize that we're on a time constriction, but I wanted to get this in. I don't know how much time we have. I had a text exchange with Claude Julien last night.
Yeah, sure.
And he had a procedure, and he's doing fine, and he looks forward to his 100% recovery. Those are his exact words, and he sends his best to everybody in Boston who's sending him good wishes.
That's
of course,
good to hear.
Claude taken to the hospital after Montreal's most recent game with chest pains. And, you know, whatever you think of him as a coach, the numbers say he is the most successful coach in Bruins history, and he is a great, great man and a good friend of mine, and he sends his best to everybody who's wishing him well.
Jack, I know people around here appreciate the update, and certainly appreciate you and Brick on the call here locally for all things Bruins noontime tomorrow. They'll get going early, so Not brunch this time, but lunch with the Bruins. Game three, Bees and Canes. Thank you, Jack, for your time. We appreciate it.
All the best.
Thanks, Jack.
Jack Edwards of Nesson joining us here on the Harbor One Hotline, the voice of the Bruins.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.